Oh, I see.
We don't have to dig them.
I see. You're already...
You drive a stub and just take your something out and scrub the top of that stub. And them ones will call out all the...
I see.
Never have
just
to dig them.
Just call them up, huh?
Yeah, call them up.
Uh-huh. I see.
Now these black wigglers, I'll have them to dig. Because the dirt's so soft where they stay. And you can't jaw it enough to make them come up.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a little old long tooth rake handle end about that long. I can go in this pond where these things are. Me and you late to see them, or soon in the morning. And I'll dig enough in 30 minutes to fill a quart cup full or more. In other words, I have seen a time like turn over a chunk of that stuff be 12, 15 worms.
Hmm.
But it's so wet here lately until I couldn't get the best ones Monday. I went down there Monday. I always get them a day or two beforehand before I go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I went down there Monday to get them, and it's so wet I couldn't get nothing but little ones. There wasn't none of them no bigger than that centerpiece in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of them. You're about as big as a pencil down there. Hmm.
And the black wigglers, though, you get just in the yard. And you
well, now, we call that an earthworm here. You get this around a place where you've thrown out stuff, just say, like, out there, if that chicken yard didn't have chickens in it, you could put a lot of meal, peanut meal or either cottonseed meal, and put a bunch of leaves in there. Start them off with, say, a quart. And in 6 months' time, you'll have enough worms for a dozen people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can put them in a bed, make your bed. Build your pen for them. Put a lot of oak leaves, peanut husks, cotton buds, a little cotton seed meal, and a little peanut meal to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll thrive and play. They grow
it. I see. Uh-huh. Okay. You don't have many rocks or stones around here, but back on the farm, did you ever see anybody build a wall or a fence out of, they clean off a field, and what did they used to call that? Is that a stone or?
Lime rock.
Lime rock, uh-huh. And what did they call the fence or the wall they built?
Well, some of them called a yard fence. I never did see but just a few yards built out of it.
Uh-huh.
And now we've got a house or two here that's got the columns built out of rock. Porch columns.
Mm-hmm. And they find the rock around here. And
yes.
It comes from around here.
I'd say about 2.5-3 miles from the rock there.
Uh-huh.
Back in the PA time, they hauled them rock in here and put them, but side of the street, side of the walk, didn't have no paved walks.
Back on the farm, when you had a large wooden thing about like this, with a handle on, you kept water and milk in it, what would you call that?
The
wooden.
There was, some of them would call them buckets and some of them would call them kegs.
Oh, I see.
Kegs, water keg.
An open top, would that be a
bucket?
Bucket.
And some of them call it a keg.
Would they make it out of cedar or oak?
Some was out of oak, mostly of them was out of oak. Out of cedar.
Uh-huh. If it was made out of metal, would you call it?
The hoops would be brass.
And if the whole thing, when
it
the
would
whole
be wood, ever been wood.
Mm-hmm. And then later days, when they used to make them, when they made them out of galvanized iron, what would they call that? Just a.
Well,